The 13th day of the blessed month of Abib, the passing of St. Pacentius, Bishop of Kift. It was on this day that St. Anba Pacentius, the Bishop of Kift, passed away. A very devout and holy man, Pacentius became a monk at a very young age. He continued the ascetic life and his learning of the church books. To keep his mind from impure or distracting thoughts, he would not look upon a woman. One time there was a woman with a serious illness who waited for Pacentius to come out from the church. Her faith was so great in God's love of Pacentius to allow him to heal the sick that she thought she might kiss his hand and be cured of her illness. But Pacentius, remembering his vow not to even look upon a woman, walked quickly away from her. Since the sick woman was unable to catch up to him, she took a handful of the dust upon which his feet had walked. She then placed it on the site of her pain, and because of her faith, she was healed. After Pacentius had been ordained a bishop, he would see angels fluttering their wings around the altar while he was celebrating the divine liturgy. His sermons were thoughtful and inspired. Everyone in the church loved to hear the bishop speak. After St. Pacentius passed away, God worked many miracles from his body. One of the bishop's disciples took a piece of his shroud, and even it had been given great healing grace from God and helped many people. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day is the martyrdom of St. Apamon of Tuk. It was on this day that St. Apamon was martyred. He was from the city of Tuk in the district of Banha. A very devout Christian, he was honored when the Archangel Michael appeared to him and instructed him to go to Ancina and confess Christ if he wished to join the martyrs. Immediately, Apamon went to the governor in Ancina and proudly declared his belief in Jesus Christ. The governor ordered that Apamon be severely tortured, but the Lord was with him, comforting and strengthening him. Jesus Christ even appeared to him during this time, promising him the kingdom of heaven. Finally, the governor ordered that Apamon be beheaded, upon which time the faithful saint received the promised crown of martyrdom. St. Julius L. Akfahasi, the saint who took care of the bodies of the martyrs and wrote their life stories, took Apamon's body, washed and shrouded it, and sent two of his men to take the holy body back to Apamon's hometown. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the martyrdom of St. Abba Shenouda is commemorated. It was on this day that St. Abba Shenouda, also called Shenute, was martyred during the early Arab conquest of Egypt. Shenute was a Christian, as were most of the people of Egypt at that time. When the Arabs swept through the Middle East, bringing their new religion of Islam during the 600s and 700s AD, there was so much confusion and fear throughout the lands. Sometimes tolerant of other religions, sometimes not, the Muslim Arabs nevertheless now controlled much of the oldest Christian and Jewish lands. Saint Shenute had been raised in the ways of the church. When the Arab Muslims gained control of Egypt, an enemy came before the Muslim ruler and made accusations against Shenute. The Arab leader had Shenute brought before him and ordered Shenute to leave his Christian faith. Shenute steadfastly refused, proudly proclaiming his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The ruler became angered and ordered that Shenute be tortured and then beheaded. Saint Shenute then received the crown of martyrdom as his soul came before God, for whom he had been willing to die. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.